the locker room pep talks are over, the players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7. Find us online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned for the Highland Community College pregame show and your starting lineups, brought to you by Taco John's.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Taco John's has a new value menu. Their value-est menu brings in premium ingredients like bacon and guac without the premium price. With options starting at just $1, you won't find value like that anywhere else. Chicken Bacon Ranch Loaded Potato Olays, just $3. Chicken Bacon Guac Street Tacos, just $2. Chicken Snack Quesadillas, just $1. Find these deals and more and an open lobby at Taco John's in Atchison. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
And we welcome you to Rossville, Kansas, for our Friday night edition of High School Basketball here on CARE Radio. As this evening, the Atchison High Phoenix are on the road at the Rossville Dogs. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph. He's our producer and our engineer and the do-it-all guy. Back at the CARE Radio Sports Studio, Tom Counts with you here courtside. If you have never been to the gymnasium at the Rossville High School, really very, very nice. It is brightly lit. It is, they've got the floors are well done with the most current striping. They've got a very, very nice setup. And a matter of fact, adjacent to this gym, what they call the main gym, is the auxiliary gym, where they're going to play, you know, they'll be playing some of the JV games and so forth, and have multiple contests going on at the same time. That said, opening game here in this gymnasium a little while ago with the JV girls, and it was the Phoenix coming out on top in that one. Right now, though, as the crowd continues to make its way in the Atchison High School men's team, boys team, has arrived in the gymnasium just a few moments ago. Allow me to, if you would, introduce the starters for this ladies' game to you. First of all, for Rossville. Rossville under head coach Michael Bell is going to be starting. Two seniors and three sophomores. He's going to be starting senior Kaylee Douglas and Briar Gillum, and then sophomores Kinsey Breen, Emma Mitchell, and Kinley Porter. For the Atchison Phoenix and head coach Nick Rebant, Atchison is going to be starting the five that we've kind of grown accustomed to seeing now. Is this going to be Jemiah Booker and Samara Downing? It'll be Katie Harris, Presley Simpson, and Rain Burkhalter. So the Atchison starting five kind of seems like it's settling in. I mean, we'll see how it all shakes out and if there's any changes to come around come holiday break time. Speaking of that holiday break, we're not done after tonight. Oh, no. We've got more basketball coming your way here on CARE Radio next Tuesday evening as we will be in Effingham, Kansas. And we're bringing you ACCHS and Pleasant Ridge. So we've got more high school hoops after tonight before the holiday hiatus. So we look forward to bringing you all of those games. By the way, the Benedict and Lady Ravens are on the road, and we are not with them. If so, right now I would be about ankle-deep in sand and enjoying a beautiful Caribbean sunset as the Benedictine women are on the road. And as I shut off one of my reminders, they're in Puerto Rico. They played the game at 8 a.m. local time this morning, came up just a little bit short to a team from San Juan. They will be playing again tomorrow. We'll try to keep you up to speed on all those scores for the Lady Ravens as they have those couple of games and a very nice destination kind of a road trip. Atchison, it is traveling red uniforms with white and gold lettering and trim. For Rossville, it is a home white with black and red. Tell you what, we're going to take a quick break. We'll return, bring you to the tip-off and all the action. Tonight's girls' game, the first of our doubleheader, coming up next.
It's the holiday season, and all of us at Exchange Bank wish you the very best, not only today, but every day of the year. We're extremely grateful to our customers for allowing us to be your banking partner and trusting us to continue to serve you with your banking needs. Merry Christmas to all from all of us at Exchange Bank.
Turn to Rossville, Kansas. We're set to go. Out of the center circle is going to be Briar Gillum, Katie Harris. The ball goes up the tip of the way. It'll be controlled down by Rossville, and we are underway. Rossville quickly will attack down to the baseline right, bring it out on top. Atchison begins the game in a 2-3 zone. The pass down to the right block. Shot is up. It is rejected by Atchison and chased by a pair of the Phoenix, but it's going to get away from both of them and get out of bounds into a rather cavernous corner hallway they have here. Again, very big gym, really, really nice, excellent seating and excellent lighting. Good place to play a ball game. Ball comes back in, and here's Rossville back on off. Just moments into the game, they'll start to the left side, bring it back out to the right, work the perimeter, setting up the unobstructed three. It is launched, but short. Offensive rebound blocked by Katie. Another offensive rebound missed. This time Harris will sweep down the board. So Rossville certainly getting some looks at it, but unable to capitalize. And now full court pressure, and they're nearly forced to turn over. But Atchison's going to get it up the floor to the right side. The running shot up, good. There is the trouble with the pressure. If it works, it's easy for you. If it doesn't work, it's easy for them. And Atchison leads it 2-0 for a minute into the game. Quick into the right side. There was a travel, but no whistle blown. Shot from the outside is up. Too hard off the back of the rim with a long rebound. Called down by Rain Burkhalter. 2-0, Phoenix into the forecourt to Katie Harris. She'll jump it over to the left side. Booker will take the baseline three. No, but Katie with the follow home. Katie Harris makes it 4-0, Atchison. Running layup on the other end of the floor is going to be up and good for Emma Mitchell. So early on, these teams running the floor a little bit. Now here's a baseball pass to the other end. The layup is going to be up and missed. It was an excellent play. The right decision to go that full court length pass, but then no luck in getting it finished on the other end. It's still a 4-2 Atchison lead. The feed over to the right block on the floor one time, and as the shot goes up, there's a huge mismatch underneath the rim, and coming to the free throw line will be Briar Gillum. Officials coming over to the scorer's table, letting us know that it's Samara Downing has just now picked up her first personal foul, and Gillum coming to the line for a pair of free throws. She is tall, but her first free throw is short. One more coming her way here. Breyer is probably just kind of establishing from some of the Atchison players whose height I know. She's 6'1". Second free throw is up and in. So Gillum will hit the second and get her team within a point at 4-3. AHS with the basketball. Katie over to the left side. And on the give and go, it gets away. Picked back up by Rossville. The shot for the lead is blocked and a foul call. The whistle is going to be on to Presley Simpson. So as Presley is whistled for her first foul of the evening, we're going to get Rossville back on the free throw line. This time it'll be Kinley Porter. Her free throw? No. Kinley's going to have one more shot coming her way. Rossville is now 1-3 at the free throw line, trailing Atchison by a single point. Kinley Porter, sophomore, puts this one up, and it will also bounce out, no good. Rebound, Phoenix. Up the floor with it is going to be Simpson. Presley's pass is batted away, stolen back. Rossville will run. They will drive, a little body contact, and the ball's going to go in anyway. Give that buck a two, Douglas. Her first points in Atchison trails at a ball game at 5-4. So we have seen five unanswered points rolled up by Rossville. And again, they will go to full court pressure on the inbound. Slap it away. Atchison will have it back in deep in the backcourt. 5:43 to go in the opening quarter. It is a 5-4 lead. Rossville here in front of their home crowd. Atchison looking, lobs it off on top. The outlet pass is going to be a little errant, stolen back by Rossville. And Lady Dogs with the basketball around on the right side. It's going to be Mitchell. Comes out on top. Douglas will have it. Now there'll be beautiful backdoor play and an easy bucket up and in. Emma Mitchell with four, and it is now 7-4. Atchison's four-point lead is now a three-point deficit, and defense coming up the floor. It is Kaylee Douglas who forces a Phoenix turnover, and Rossville will be back in. Now checking into the lineup for Rossville is going to be Cheyenne Hahn. So Hahn will come into the ballgame for head coach Michael Bell. Five minutes of play in the opening quarter, 7-4, Rossville. Atchison had gotten out on top, 4-0. Here's a three-point shot, let loose, missed. Rebound, struggle for, jump ball called, possession arrow, Atchison. Coach Rebound has yet to go to the bench, as his original starting five out there with Jeremiah, Samara, Katie, Presley, and Rain. Little skip pass on the inbound, and up the floor, Atchison, the breakaway, the driving layup, too strong, misses. So Atchison missing a golden gimme opportunity. And back the other way, running long two is in and out, no good. Rebound by the post, followed up, no. Gets your own rebound, followed up, no. And a late whistle on that play. And a foul is going to be called from behind. And it will be the first of the contest on Atchison's Rain Burkhalter. So for Rain, it'll be foul number one. Rossville getting set to put Porter back into the lineup. Free throw here is up and perfect. Briar Gillum will hit the first free throw, and it's her second point this evening. She'll eye up the second one, and it is wide to the left side. Katie with the rebound, and now they're going to call a lane violation on Rossville. So Atchison, instead of coming down with a rebound, Atchison will be forced to put the ball in play. And again, that's been a bit of an exercise for them. And on the inbound play, as it comes into Harris, she gets fouled. My point was going to be that it's been a bit of an exercise for them because of the very tenacious full court pressure Rossville's been applying on the inbound play. They're chasing the ball, they're swarming after it, and Atchison's had some difficulty getting it in play. Right now, it'll come up the right side, and apparently, stepping on the near sideline, Rain had the ball, trying to come up the floor with it. It'll come back into Rossville. 8-4. Rossville in front of Atchison. Lady Dogs have scored 8 consecutive points. Atchison led early on 4-0. AHS back in the 2-3 zone. The pass into the middle is going to be batted green stolen. Here comes Atchison. Presley Simpson into the forecourt. She'll be met at the center circle on the left side by Perrine. Now the drive to the baseline by Katie. She'll pull up and try to get a shot at what got fouled. So Katie Harris draws the foul. And for Emma Mitchell, it will be 2. Mitchell has both of the fouls committed by Rossville so far. And as quickly as that, she comes out of the ballgame. And the inbound for Atchison is going to be knocked away and stolen. The drive to the other end of the floor, and the shot from behind is going to be blocked, and Katie Harris is called for a foul. Katie's not very happy with that call. The whistle is going to be on Harris. It'll be her first. 14 fouls by Atchison, one each on 4 different players. We're about midpoint of the opening quarter. At the line for Rossville, Cheyenne Hahn. First free throw. In. One more shot for the freshman. And this one does not go in. And Atchison is able to hustle and save the ball. Now the cross-court pass is thrown away, and a frustration foul by the Phoenix. Going to be a couple of fouls now for Rain Burkhalter. She's going to have to check out of the lineup, and Majaya Stoves will be coming in. Stoves coming into the game, and I think Atchison is also getting set to bring, yes, they're going to bring Delaney Wilder in. One more free throw. Up. Rolls out. No. Offensive board followed. No. Rebound. Offensive rebound. Rossville. Tell you what, they are aggressive. They hustle. They get after the basketball. Got that full court, high pressure defense on the inbound play or on the outlet, on the offense. Here's a turnaround shot, but a post, it misses. And this time the rebound's going to be cleared down by the Phoenix. Atchison up court with the basketball. Into the forecourt, lob pass will go to the right side. They try to get it down low, and it's going to be lost out of play. And now we get a foul call. Whistle is going to be on Roscoe's Briar Gillum. It'll be her first and team foul three for the Dogs. 3:33 to go in the opening quarter. It is 10-4. Roscoe in front. Now the ball is going to be knocked out of Wilder's hands. It's loose on the floor. Battle for the ball. Is there a jump ball? Finally called. Yeah. Took him a little bit of time to make that call. Up the floor with the basketball comes Rossville. It's Kenzie Perrine with the ball. To the right side, it's going to go to Katie Douglas. Perrine will have it back on the top. Douglas deep in the right corner above the three-point circle, but not looking to take a shot. Skip pass out between the circles to Douglas again. Now the feed underneath. The layup off the window and good. Corner hits the bucket, and Atchison takes a timeout. We're taking a break with the Phoenix. Joseph at 3:09 to go in the opening quarter of the ladies' game. Where it is now, Rossville 12, Atchison 4.
Dr. Sean McCool and Dr. Christine McCool at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic have over 20 years experience handling both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, reproduction, and orthopedic and soft tissue surgery. For more information, visit their website at cedarridgeveterinaryclinic.com or call them at 913-367-3600. Cedar Ridge Vet. Customizing care to meet the needs of you and your pet.
Hey, it's great to have you with us here in Rossville, Kansas, where the Atchison Phoenix are on the road tonight. Here's a drive and the shot, too strong off the backboard. Offensive rebound off the window and good. Atchison coming out of the timeout. First points of the game for Majaya Stoves are scored. It is 12-6. That breaks a 12-0 run by Rossville here in the opening quarter. Here's a drive to the left side. The shot is going to be up off the window. They're going to count the bucket on a great continuation and a plus one. Our official walked over to the scores table, and the foul is going to be the second of the ball game on Samara Downing. So for Atchison, Downing and Burkhalter, each with two fouls. Half a dozen team fouls already. For the Phoenix, this free throw is up and good. And Atchison finds itself now trailing at 15-6 with 2:49 to go in the opening quarter. Still with a full court pressure, and Atchison having some struggles with it. Up the floor, spinning into the forecourt, it's going to be Presley Simpson. Comes off a nice screen, skip pass over to the right side, three-point shot, up, nope, and a rebound. Cleared away by Briar Gillum, who right now is just dominating in the paint. Gillum is tall, and she is strong, and they let she is hard to defend. Here's a three, rims out, no good. Rebound Atchison. Simpson comes up with the ball, gets it to Katie, back over to the right side. The ball into the middle, lost for a second, and then just going to haphazardly thrown out into the floor where it's going to be lost and out of bounds it's going to go. 2:13 to go in the very first quarter. Guys, game coming up after this one here on Gear Radio, so stay with us for that. Walking up the floor, Kenzie Perrine, and here comes the Rossville offense. Jayhawks work it around to the left side. I believe this is Ross Hill's final game of the semester. Beautiful feed under the basket, and the turnaround shot is up and in. And Kimberly Porter is doing a great job. She's playing it at the four tonight. Here's the outlet pass, and it's going to be knocked free and stolen away. Perrine coming up with a bit of thievery and up the floor with the basketball. She'll dump it over to the left side. Running shot is up. Missed. Offensive or defensive rebound. Pulled down by Harris. Minute and a half to go in the first. Presley backs up the floor, backs up the floor. The defender bumps her a little bit, and we get a hit. And now they're going to call a 5 seconds closely guarded. And so Hutchinson will turn it over with a minute 20 to go in the half, or in the quarter, excuse me, first quarter. Kitty Perrine with the basketball, a little left-hand dribble. Back out on top. The team for Rossville is all very similar in size, and they are all probably 5'6", 5'7", with the exception of Pryor Gillum, who's 6'1". Here's a little jumper from the left side. It's up and good for the long two. Cheyenne Hahn has come off the bench. She has scored six. And we're in the last minute of the opening quarter, 19-6. Baseline shot for the Phoenix won't go. Katie Harris rebounds it down. Gets double teamed, and we're going to get a push in. Now, this is going to be a pivotal moment for the Rossville team. I think it is the second. It is the second foul on Briar Gillum. So Gillum with two. Lady Dogs with four fouls. And they're holding up the game to let Gillum come out. They knew what was going to happen. And now the Dogs become much, much, much smaller. As coming off the bench on the near side is going to be Shyla Rizak. And now the steal of the inbound, the driving layup is up, and it is good. That was well done by Kinsey Perrine. 21-6. Half a minute to go in the half. Here's the pass to the other end of the floor. It's going to get away, and it's going to go back again to Rossville. A game that began so optimistically. Is that still the name of the Atchison Eye newspaper? The Optimist? Perhaps. Began optimistically for AHS. They got in front 4-0. And since then, Rossville has kind of dominated things. Atchison with the ball. They'll steal it and come up the floor. Into the forecourt, down the left side. It's going to be Presley Simpson. And she gets fouled. The whistle is going to be the first time of the ballgame by Shyla Rizak. It has not been a cleanly played game, and I don't mean that in that there's been anything underhanded or subversive done. Not like that. It's just been a lot of pushing, shoving, reaching in, bumping around out on the floor. Hard play, but a lot of fouls in this game so far. Here's a feed underneath. Katie Harris shot. Nope. And on the rebound, it's going to be wrenched free and stolen away. Here comes Rossville. 5 seconds. 4 seconds. The feed over to the left side with three. The shot with one. Air ball strong. We've come to the end of the opening quarter. We got a timeout on the floor here in Rossville, Kansas. We'll be back to bring you the second. It is Rossville 21, the Atchison Phoenix 6.
Atchison Auto Parts is your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
In Rossville, Kansas, where we see some of the great schools in the state of Kansas within a few miles in any direction here on Highway 24. Rossville has roared from behind, taking a 21-6 lead at the end of the opening quarter. Okay, look at the scoring. First of all, for the Lady Dogs, leading the way, Kinley Porter with seven. Coming off the bench, Cheyenne Hahn has 6, 4 for Emmett Mitchell, Ryan Douglas, Gillum, each with two. For Atchison, three players, two each, for Downing, Harris, and Stokes. Alternate position, it works the basketball to the Phoenix, and we are back underway. AHS with the ball, and their cross-court pass to begin things is going to be stolen away. The driving shot down the floor is going to be up, rattle around, and go in. And now 9 points for Kinley Porter, 23-6. Inbound play is going to be knocked away by Rossville, but it'll get out of bounds, back to Atchison. For the Phoenix, you've got Presley Simpson putting it in play. Out on top now in the game, Emma Regan. Got Katie Harris at the five. We're going to wait toward the top. We've got Maya Stoves and or Atchison over on the far side. That's going to be Presley Simpson. Oh, and let me make a quick check here with Ariona Boldridge in the game. And we have a foul by Rossville on Hahn, and Atchison will come to the free throw line. The high arcing shot is perfect. Presley Simpson will have her first point tonight. That's the first point in kind of a while now for Atchison. They trail 23-7. And the second free throw misses. Katie rebounds. Her follow shot misses. Katie goes up for a follow shot. And they're going to call another foul on Gillum, who's standing there going like, nothing I could have done. And it's not on Gillum. So there's probably a bit of a break for Rossville. They're going to put it on to Cheyenne Hahn, though. So Hahn will have her second foul. Katie's first free throw is short. Back into the Rossville lineup, Kaylee Douglas in for Cheyenne Hahn. Katie eyeing up her second shot. It is rolling in. And it is now 23-8. Of course, play, little contact, and we're going to have another foul by Atchison. As you will walk over to the scorer's table, let us know that the foul is going to be whistled and be attributed to Emma Regan. At the free throw line, the shot up, good for Douglas. One more shot coming here. Lots of fouls, lots of free throws have been shot already in this game, and we are less than a minute into the second quarter. 24-8, Rossville in front here in the ladies' game. Guys' game coming up in a while. Second free throw for Douglas. It's up. It is also good. So it's now 25-8. 7-11 to go in the half. On the press, the ball gets into the hands of Katie Harris. Now to Regan. Feeds over to the right block. Triple teamed and unable to get rid of the ball is going to be Ariana Boldridge. Now quickly all the way to the baseline. The shot goes up. Nope. Offensive board up and an Atchison foul. Fisher's going to walk over and let us know for Atchison is going to be Stoves picking up her first foul. It is for Atchison, team foul 8. First of two free throws is up and in for Perrine. So really, all in all, Rossville has been shooting really well at the free throw line, and they have had a lot of opportunities. One more shot coming up here. Nails it. Kinty Perrine with 4 points and is now 27-8. Rossville, 6:50 to go in the opening half. Up over the basketball. Here comes the Phoenix. To the left side is going to be Katie Harris. She's playing out on the left wing and up above between the circles. Down to backdoor feed. There's nobody down there as Rossville chases the ball. And a nice bucket by Simpson. 27-10. Smart play by Atchison, kind of taking advantage of the aggressive defensive play. Here's a shot up and no good. Rebound on the floor, and Atchison is able to come away with it. The outlet up the floor is misjudged a little bit and taken back by Rossville, who will fly down the court all the way to the right side, driving it down to the baseline, changing hands, turning around 180 degrees, up and no good. Rebounding it down, it's going to be Harris. Harris gets it over to Presley, and Simpson back into the forecourt. Alternating hands with the dribble, being defended, bumped all the way up by Perrine, and now she has to pull up her dribble, gets it away. Coleridge will get it up the floor, over to the right side, jump shot up and missing. Rebounding it down is going to be Perrine. 5:45 to go in the half. Still 27-10, Rossville. Over to the right side, squaring up. The three is launched and missed. And rebound, Atchison. Presley Simpson turns over and coming up the floor, looks to Coach Reba and said, I need a moment. Just kind of catch my breath a little bit. Simpson, first to the left. Now dumps it off on top. Looks like she's going to back in. Here's a three off the window, no good. Rebound pulled down by Rossville's Briar Gillum. And we will get a dog timeout. Taking a break at 5:21 to go. We're in the opening half of the ladies' game. Rossville, 27, Atchison, 10.
Have you met your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter? She proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232 or stop in today at 312-COMMERCIAL to get smarter about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at
913-367-3232. We are Farmers. Bum, ba, dum, bum, bum, bum.
Joseph is our producer and engineer back in the studio. And Joseph, as I know you're paying close attention, I'm just going to give you the heads up. I'm not going to let anybody else know. It's just me and you. Tuesday night's game. I'm going to Effingham. I think I'm breaking out the Santa hat. So, yeah, it's a little something to look forward to. I'll send you a snapshot. What do you say? 5:21 to go here in the opening half of the ladies' game in Rossville, Kansas. Home standing. Lady Dogs in front, 27-10. Directly behind me, probably 50 feet, is the home football field of the state champion football team from Rossville this year. Here come the Lady Dogs into the forecourt, coming out of that timeout. Atchison has shifted to a player defense. Here's a feed down to the baseline, and nicely done by the Atchison pressure. They force a turnover. AHS up the court, and now their outlet pass is going to be rejected. Thrown back to the ground, the feet to the left block. The shot is up and missed, but reaching for the block, a foul is called on Ariana Boldridge. So it will be her first personal foul. And she is, what, 3-6, the seventh Atchison player to have committed a foul in the game tonight. Free throw here, off the back of the rim, and it will not quite go in for Kinsey Bryan, who has 4 points and was 2 of 2 at the line. Now 2 out of 3. Second shot, airborne, gets it. 28-10. Now Rossville is going to bring Gillum out of the game, and Coach Bell rotating a handful of other players in. In fact, he has 10 suited up for this varsity game. 4:55 to go in the opening half. Atchison putting it in play from deep in the backcourt. It'll be Stoves to do the inbound work. Her pass is going to be slapped free and stolen. The lob out on top. There was a travel. No whistle. Back over to the right side it comes. A lot of shuffling and scooting the feet. Now we'll have a foul called on Burkhalter. Rain is in real trouble now. That will be her third. Three fouls on number 33, Rain Burkhalter. It is also team foul 10 by Atchison. So for the last 4:46 of the opening half, we will see Rossville coming to the free throw line in the double bonus. Emma Mitchell at the stripe for her first free throw of the game, and it will not go down for her. In the second quarter, Rossville has been limited to one field goal, but they've really done some damage at the free throw line here. They're going to get some more opportunities before this happens over. Second free throw's in. Mitchell with her fifth point of the game, and she stretches Rossville's lead now to 29-10. And Atchison's inbound is going to be lost, turned over, and back it will come to Rossville. Ryan is going to be putting it in play right adjacent to Coach Revamp between the Atchison bench and the scorer's table. Frostville has not been extremely patient. They have been aggressively going to the hoop, and they dwell there. The shot misses. Atchison coming out with a rebound and nearly turns it over, but able to save it. And up the floor with it is going to come Stokes. She'll bring it up the court, stop between the circles, dump it over to the right side. Three-point shot, high arcing, and good. Count that thing for Presley Simpson. Presley has exploded for six here in the second quarter. And now on the other end of the floor, coming a little bit late into the defensive position, a foul on Stokes. It'll be her second. 29-13, and two free throws now for Cheyenne Hahn. She's 2 of 3 at the line. That one's good. That is Cheyenne's first point of the second quarter. Second quarter has just been all free throws for this Rossville team. This free throw is no good, and rebound out of bounds to Atchison. Rossville is 7 of 10 at the free throw line here in the second quarter alone. Pressure, and Atchison will break it, driving down the right side, going into the lane, and then the ball dribble off the side of the ankle and goes out of bounds. Back it will come to Rossville. Halfway through the second quarter. 30-13, Rossville in front. Walking it up, little right-hand dribble, now shifting over to the left hand. It's going to be Kinsey Perrine. Feeds underneath an undefended Cheyenne Hahn. Somebody just lost her down there, and we're going to get a timeout Atchison after that bucket by Rossville. Timeout, 3:52 to go in the first half of the girls' game. Now Rossville 32, Atchison 13.
Have you tried the loaded A1 Steakhouse Burger at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill? Two beef patties topped with A1 thick and hearty sauce, creamy peppercorn sauce, and applewood smoked bacon, melted American cheese, and crunchy onion rings. It's got it all. Pick one up and be sure to order your ice cream cakes for the holidays. All at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
You can see the Atchison boys team down in the hallway outside the locker room here going through some stretching and calisthenics, getting warmed up for their game, which is coming up after this one. They'll be out at halftime of this game doing a little shoot around, I'm certain. Here, though, we're at 3:52 to go in the opening half. It is a 32-13 lead for the Rossville Lady Dogs over Atchison. And now, coming out of this timeout, Rossville has done something they have not done tonight. And that's playing half-court defense. They have been pressing and pressuring the ball all night long, and now Atchison in a little bit of trouble. They double-team. They collapse on the basketball, trap it up at the top. It's going to get away, be stolen, driven down the court, and an easy basket. Kizzy Perrine with the theft and the score, 34-13. Atchison trailing by some 21 points, down with 3:20 to go in the first half. Driving down the court. Here's a runner, and we're going to get an offensive foul. Yeah. Running into the lane, Presley Simpson, being defended hard, and for sure in Presley's mind, he's like, well, if I've got my defender backpedaling a little bit, I'm just going to go right into her, and she did. It was called for the offensive foul. That'll be Presley's second foul of the game. Back into the lineup for the Dogs, replacing Emma Mitchell. There's going to come Ryan Gillum. 3:15 to go in the half. 34-13. Walking it up. Just kind of little baby steps. Perrine goes to the right side, way above the three-point arc. Now to the top of the circle, Douglas. Douglas will launch a three. It is well short. Rebound tipped out on top. Kind of like a volleyball. When just bumped it, and it lobs itself back out to the top. And they will control the ball back down and reset the offense. Now down to the baseline left. Atchison staying in the 2-3 zone, the feet into the lane. The hook shot from about 6 feet is up and in. Ryder Gillum makes it 36-13. And now the ball's going to be stolen away from Atchison. Down court with it is Kinsey Prang. Hahn to the baseline left. There's a three. Shot and hit by Kinley Porter. Porter has a dozen. 39-13. Atchison comes back up topside. Driving to the right. No room there. Stop near the baseline. Comes back up on top. Atchison continues to go to the bench, bringing in some new talent. Into the game now is going to be Zayana Seymour, a freshman. Here's a driving shot on the other end. Up and good. What a shot. Giving that one to Kaylee Douglas. It is now 41-13. And Atchison turns it over on the upcourt play. We're going to get some substitutions in. Katie Harris comes back in. Rain Burkhalter comes back in. Here comes Rossville. Minute 45 and rolling. We're approaching intermission. Atchison staying in that 2-3 zone. They work the ball on top. Rossville backs it away. Heels in a center circle by Kinsey Prine. Back out on top it comes. Kinsey now deep into the right corner. Atchison comes out and gets in front, but they don't really attack the ball. They're not putting a lot of pressure on today on the offensive player. Here's a shot that goes up by Gillum, missing, and a rebound cleared away by Harris. Into the forecourt with the basketball comes Simpson. Atchison back on offense with a minute to go in the first half. Taking it all the way to the right side. Rain runs, shoots, doesn't get it. Rebound Gillum. 55 seconds to go in the half. Rossville walks it up, and not just heels off, but standing in the center circle. Now the dish to the right side. The three is shot. No. Rebound Atchison. And the pass gets away for a moment, but Atchison into the forecourt, and the ball is going to be stolen away. The layup on the other end misses. Rebound. Here comes Atchison. Presley gets out for Katie, and it's going to be knocked out of Katie's hands out of bounds. It'll be Atchison ball. 28 seconds to go in the half. So the ball will come in for Atchison from the far side in their offensive end. Douglas comes in. Mitchell out for Rossville here with 28 seconds left in the opening half. Jemiah Booker inbounds. Lobs over to the right side. The shot up off the window and good. Samara Downing with four. 41-15. Time enough for one more shot for Rossville. 14 seconds. Baseline corner left with a dozen. They'll bring it up to the top of the key and around out of the right side with eight. Looking in the middle, nothing. Top side with five. Left wing with four. Back over to the right corner with one. The shot for three misses. It's halftime. We will be back to summarize the opening half for you. We're in Rossville, Kansas, where at halftime of the ladies' game, it's Rossville 41, Atchison 15.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes two complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and five clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
Union State Bank wishes you a happy and healthy holiday season. Please be aware of our holiday hours as you carry out your end-of-year transaction. You can find holiday hours on our website, mybankusb.com. Just a reminder, stop by any of our branches for cash gift envelopes. We are happy to help you keep it simple. Learn more at www.mybankusb.com. Member SBIC.
All Rosa mentioned the guys' teams come out on the floor to warm up as their game is coming up next. And let's briefly recap the scoring of the opening half of the ladies' contest. First of all, for Rossville, the Lady Dogs, paced by Kinley Porter with a dozen. Right behind her, having come off the bench, was Cheyenne Hahn with 9. 7.5 for Perrine Douglas with 6. 5 for Mitchell and 4 for Gillum. For Atchison, it was Presley Simpson getting all 6 of her points in the second quarter. Samara Downing has 4. Katie Harris, 3 and 2 in the opening half for Majaya Stokes. Fouls can be an issue as this thing goes along. Rossville has 3 players with 2 fouls each. For Atchison, Rain Burkhalter has 3. Samara, Presley, and Maja each have 2. We're taking a break. We'll be back to bring you the second half of the ladies' game, and then, of course, the guys coming up afterward. But right now, with the intermission score here in Rossville, Kansas, Lady Bulldogs 41, Atchison 15. We're kicking it back to Joseph. He is in that holiday spirit, Care Radio Sports Studio with halftime.
Since 1972, Atchison Construction has been serving Northeast Kansas and Northwest Missouri with quality service, exceptional craftsmanship, and a passion for customer satisfaction. They offer a wide range of services, from the foundation to the roof of the structure. Contact Andrew to make a plan to get your project completed. Atchison Construction, a company you know and trust.
A wise investor once said, "The stock market is filled with individuals who know the price of everything, but the value of nothing." At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to know the difference between value and price. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Bertha Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us as we're bringing you high school basketball right here at Hot Country 93.7. We'll be returning to the Atchison High Phoenix Rossville Dogs girls game in just a couple of minutes. Taking a look at the Care Country sports schedule, the next thing that I have on the schedule is next Tuesday evening, as we will have ACCHS versus Pleasant Ridge. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look around the area with the scores as I have them.
Atchison Animal Clinic knows the importance of reliable access to quality veterinary health care. For that reason, we are proud to offer same-day appointments and 24-hour, 7-day-a-week emergency services. Our entire staff is dedicated to being ready and available when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Taking a look around the area, we've got some games in tight competition right now. In Hiawatha, the Hiawatha girls are leading Holton 20-18. In the Royal Valley Nemaha Central game, only 3 points separated them at the half, where it's Nemaha Central 13, Royal Valley 10. In the Jeff West Sabetha game, it's Jeff West 23, Sabetha 10. At the end of the first quarter, in the McClouth Oskaloosa game, it's McClouth 11, Oskaloosa 4. And in the game that you're listening to right here at Hot Country 93.7, we've got Atchison High trailing Rossville 15-41. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at mscsports.net. Bringing you play-by-play coverage of your favorite high school teams. And still your voice for the Benedictine Ravens. For local sports, it's always KAIR.
Whether it's a breakfast sandwich to start your morning off right, a sub with chips, drink, and a cookie to help you power through the afternoon, or footlongs for family dinner, Subway has it all. Check out their Fresh Fit menu, which includes 8 delicious 6-inch subs to keep you on track. With fresh veggies, quality food, and smarter nutrition, Subway makes eating better easier. Eat fresh at Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Cloudy skies tonight with a low of 26. North winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow. Highs level off around 36. Lows dip down to about 15. Tomorrow night, clear skies and quiet. Upper 30s. Sunday, turning much warmer on Monday with highs in the upper 40s. Another look at the short range, a low of 26 tonight. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Taking a look outside right now in Atchison, it's 40.3 degrees. The wind is out of the east at about 2 miles per hour measured. The relative humidity is sitting at 80%. The barometric pressure is steady at 29.98 inches of mercury. The dew point is sitting at 35 degrees Fahrenheit, giving us a feels-like temperature of 36 degrees. We'll be returning to Tom Kautz courtside in Rossville as the Rossville Dogs are leading the Atchison High Lady Phoenix 41-15.
Blair Milling and Elevator would like to wish a Merry Christmas to all. Stop in this holiday season for all your livestock needs at 1000 Main Street, Atchison, Kansas, or call our nutritionist, Garrett Williams, at 913-367-2310, or our sales rep, Craig Wishcroft, at 785-547-5419, with any questions you may have. From all of us here at Blair Milling, we want to wish you a joyous holiday season.
Snap Fitness has the perfect gift for those hard-to-shop-for people on your list. Monthly memberships are an affordable option, and since Snap Fitness is accessible 24 hours a day, it's a great gift, even for those who have challenging schedules. They have gift certificates for tanning and tanning lotions. Check out Snap Fitness by calling 913-367-1511 or stop by and see them at 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Westside Veterinary Clinic has been caring for animals in and around the Atchison area for over 30 years. Their commitment to excellence in veterinary medicine and compassionate care for pets has never changed. Whether you have larger farm animals or a small animal friend, they offer a full range of veterinary services including wellness care, senior pet care, grooming, pet boarding, and much more. Westside Veterinary Clinic, 17014 286th Road, Atchison, or check them out at westsidevetatchison.com.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Lewis Chevrolet Buick is your trusted Buick Chevrolet dealership in Atchison and the reason why their loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter the showroom or the service center, you can expect to be treated like family each and every visit. We offer an extensive inventory, as well as our competitive lease specials, finance options, and expert auto service. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part of the Atchison community. See them at 314 Woodlawn. It's Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the gym for second half coverage of your feature game.
Hey, but that we welcome you back once again to Rossville, Kansas, where we're getting set to go to the second half of the ladies' game. Don't forget that's the first half of our Care Radio High School Hoops doubleheader this evening. Guys' game coming up after this one. Intermission scores a 41-15 lead for the home team. Alternate possession will award the ball to the Lady Dogs, and we are underway. Off the inbound, they run the little back door, and Kenny Harris is going to be called for a foul as she tries to reject that early second-half shot. 11 seconds into the third quarter. Katie will have her second foul of the game. So for Atchison, Rain has three. Maja, Presley, Samara, and now Katie each with two. And a couple of free throws coming up here for Kinsey Bryant. She's been good. This free throw here rolls around, and it is in. So Kinsey makes it 42-15, missing the first one, but hits the second. Down the floor, Katie shot, nope. Rebounding it down, Atchison. Presley Simpson shoots from the top, no. Rebounding it down, Rossville. Gillum coming up with a basketball. That was a rocket pass up the floor. Way too much on that. It gets away and goes out of bounds. It'll come back in again to Atchison. Atchison in its traveling red uniforms with gold and white lettering and trim. For Rossville, it is the home whites, and they are lettered and trimmed in black and red. 7:11 to go in the third quarter. The feed over to the baseline right. The shot in traffic hangs on the lip of the rim and goes in. The bucket for Samara Downing, and she's got six. 42-17. Rossville with the lead. Atchison going to settle into a 2-3 zone, keeping everybody inside that three-point arc. Three-point arc here is not only a circle, but also the dark-stained wood inside that circle. Katie Harris coming up with the missed shot, and she will bring it up the floor herself with a left-hand dribble, goes all the way to the baseline, falling away, shot is up, nope, and she gets fouled and will come to the line. Nice job by Katie, just being aggressive to the basket, drawing a foul on Kinsey Perrine. It'll be her first. And at the free throw line, Katie Harris. She is 1 of 2 at the free throw line this evening. Free throw here, kicks off. One more shot coming up for Katie. 6:28 to go in the third quarter. Looking, shooting, and that one is going to be just a little bit short. Back up with it will come Rossville. It remains 42-17, Lady Dogs. Kaylee Douglas has it up top side. Again, for Rossville, it's kind of interesting. The players who are playing the 1, 2, 3, 4 positions, their uniform numbers are 2, 3, 4, 5. And they are all, again, I would say 5'6", 7". And with the exception of their post number 35, that's Briar Gillum, who is probably 6'1". Here's a feed underneath. Gillum shot, no. Katie with a rebound. Here comes Atchison. 5:55 to go in the third quarter. Lob into the middle is batted, tapped around, saved by the Phoenix. The shot is up, but it won't drop in. Emma Mitchell clears down the rebound. Dogs up the floor. Right side Douglas shoots and misses. Rebounded down, Katie Harris. Defenders hanging all over her. Katie's able to get it away. Presley Simpson into the forecourt. Presley dribbles down the left side. She's picked up on a double team, and now Gillum will steal the ball. She'll drive it down the court, run and shoot and miss it. Out on top of three. Good. Kinsey Perrine will pick up her 11th point of the game, 45-17. And we're at 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Atchison patiently working it up the floor and gets it over to Jemiah Booker, who goes all the way to the baseline. Little reverse layup. Doesn't get quite enough backspin on it. Gets her own board, goes up, and finds herself getting fouled. She'll come to the line here. This foul is going to be the third foul of the game by Briar Gillum. She will be the first Rossville player to reach that three-foul mark. The free throw, no. One more shot coming up here for Atchison's senior, Jemiah Booker. Up and rolls in. So Jemiah will have her first point this evening. And it's now 45-18. And a shot on the other end. Quickly up and in. 4:38 to go. 47-18. Atchison has the ball turned over. Back he comes. Quickly down the right side. And then losing it off her ankle, Kaylee Douglas was driving for the rim. Hit this right off her ankle, and Roscoe will rotate players in, bringing Perrine out of the ball game and sending Cheyenne Hahn in. When you go to the bench and bring Cheyenne Hahn in, what you do is you do yourself no harm. Matter of fact, she's their second leading scorer right now. Hahn has 9 first half points. We're going to get a foul by Rossville, or excuse me, by Atchison on the other end of the court. Foul is going to be on Samara. That'll be her third. So Samara Downing has 3. Rain Burkhalter has 3. And for Atchison, it is 3 fouls in the second half. Pass in the middle is batted away. Taken down by Katie Harris. Here comes the Phoenix. Racing into the forecourt. Down the right side with it is going to go Presley. Simpson kicks it out on top. Katie launching a 3. It's going to be off the mark just a little bit and out of bounds. And it will be Rossville basketball. 3:40 to go. Third quarter. We're going to get Kinsey Perrine back into the game, and checking in for the first time tonight for Rossville is going to be sophomore Brooklyn Horgan, H-O-R-G-A-N, Horgan. 3.5 to go in the third quarter. Dogs with the basketball leading at 47-18. The dish will come over to the right baseline corner. Back on top. Now they'll feed over to the left side of the free throw line. Out on top, and the ball is going to be knocked free. Stolen. Here comes Rain, but has it knocked away from her from behind and out of bounds. It'll come back in again to Atchison to their offensive end. 3:20 to go in the third quarter, and as that happens, we're going to get a Phoenix timeout. Joseph, let's do it. What do you say? Hope everybody's enjoying high school ball here on KAIR-FM. Horton Atchison taking a break. 3:22 to go in the third quarter of the ladies' game. It is Rossville 47, Atchison 18.
Peru State College makes it easy to go back to school and get your degree online. Peru State, they bring you the classroom. Fully accredited, affordable, accessible. Peru State Online Program. Flexibility delivered. Peru Online Program gives you the freedom to work anywhere with a connection. Go online to take a test drive. Peru State College. Check out the possibilities. Peru has 150 years of academic excellence. Visit peru.edu.
.319 to play here in the third quarter of the ladies' game. Guys' game coming up after this one. Teams are out, shot around a little bit at halftime of the girls' contest. Atchison with the basketball, the drive down to the baseline, and we're going to get a whistle. We're going to get a little foul call, and is that on Gillum again? No. It is going to be instead on Cheyenne Hahn. I have her for 3. And at the line, Rain looking for her first point of the game, and she will get it. Rain Burkhalter makes it 47-19. This third quarter has not exactly been a scoring juggernaut. Second free throws up. It is also good. It is 47-20. Ball's going to be knocked out of bounds on the upcourt pass by Katie Harris. It'll come back in again to Rossville, down to their offensive end. Matter of fact, kind of over toward this side, toward the bench side. Give and go down to the baseline. 3. Nope. Rebound. Here comes Atchison. Presley Simpson up court with it. Inside 3 minutes to play in the third quarter. Presley swings it over to Burkhalter. Between the circles to Katie. Harris dumps it back over to the left side. Simpson will drive in, goes in through 3 defenders, lots and lots of contact, and the foul will put Atchison once again at the free throw line. The whistle is going to be the second foul tonight by Kinsey Perrine. Both of them occur here in the second half. The free throw just rolls off the right side, will not go in for Presley. Presley Simpson with a half a dozen points leads the Phoenix in scoring. Back into the game come Douglas and Perrine. So we've got the starting four of the starting five out there right now for Rossville. Second free throw is up. It will not go in either. Rebound is going to be tipped out. Downing will have it. Now lose it. It's on the floor. Jump ball. Possession, Rossville. Looking out of the court, the non-starter out there for Rossville is Cheyenne Hahn. And again, she has just been really, really outstanding. Dogs with the basketball, leading at 47-20. 2.5 to go in the third quarter. Three-point shot, perfect. Kaylee Douglas with 9. 2-2 at the free throw line, a couple of twos, and now a three-point shot for Kaylee Douglas. Atchison's up-court outlet pass will get away and go out of bounds. 2:15 left in the third quarter. Atchison is going to bring Stoves into the game and let Jemiah Booker get a moment's rest. Here comes Perrine. She'll bring it down, pulls up her dribble just into the forecourt, kicks it into the right corner to Douglas. Back over to the left side, and Rain Burkhalter tries to come up with the ball and instead comes up with her fourth foul tonight. So, four fouls for Rain. It is four fouls by Atchison, four fouls by Rossville here in the second half. 2 minutes left in the third quarter. Dogs with the basketball to the free throw line. Jump shot from there. Nope. Rebound, AHS. Coming up with the basketball is going to be Boldridge. Ariana will kick it down to the right side. The shot is up and missing. Rebound tipped out and going to get away and get out of bounds, and it will be Rossville basketball. With a minute 40 to go here in the third quarter. For Atchison, I believe this is about the end of non-conference plays. We get beyond the holiday break and into 2022 portion of the season, I believe. They will be in KCAL games almost exclusively. Here's a 14-foot shot that misses. Harris with the rebound. Back up, and it will come at Simpson. Presley Simpson with a minute 15 left in the third quarter. Dumps it over to the right side with a running one-handed shot. Misses. Rebound. Called down to Atchison. They're going to keep the thing alive. Out on top is Boldridge. Over to the right side. Starting into the middle. And now backing away with it a little bit. It's going to be Stoves. And we get a foul. Whistle is going to be on Brooklyn Horgan, and it'll be her first. That foul prompts Coach Bell to put two of his starters back into the game. So Kellum is back in, and Kinley Porter is back in for Rossville. In the last minute now of the third, out on top is going to be Katie. They'll go back door. Her shot blocked, and as quickly she comes in, the fourth foul on Briar Gillum. I mean, she was not in the game for 10 seconds before picking up that fourth foul. 51 seconds to go in the third, and Atchison will run a player to the scorer's table. The first free throw in and out. Checking into the lineup for AHS is going to be Emma Regan. Second free throw. Good for Katie. Fifty to 21 is your score. And now we get a Atchison foul as quickly as that on the other end of the court. And it is whistled on Boldridge. Only her second foul of the game. For Atchison, though, because it's kind of a landmark numbers, it's going to be team foul 6. The free throw here is up and good. thing about this is, from here on out, for the rest of this game, free throws are going to be shot by Rossville. First one was good. Second one is short. And Katie gets tied up. We get a jump ball on the rebound. Possession, Atchison. 44 seconds left in the third quarter. Walking it up floor. And here comes the Phoenix offense with Presley Simpson. Presley will cross right at the center. A little right-hand dribble. Dumps it over to the right side to Regan. Feeds down to the block. Katie in traffic. Shoots one. It's going to go off the rim. And Katie, in frustration, just kind of takes a swipe at it. Tells the official she's been hanging on to my jersey. She's very frustrated right now for Katie. It's going to be her third foul. As it's going to be called an offensive foul that will not be shot, and we're 20 seconds left in the third quarter. Perhaps the final possession of the third here is Rossville is back on offense. They'll dish it right, wide open, uncontested three, and it is buried. Draining that thing from way outside is going to be Kinley Porter. Atchison has time to get a good-looking shot away. They're in the forecourt with six. Over to the right side with four, down to the baseline with two. The shot at the buzzer way short. That ends three quarters. We'll be back. Fourth quarter coming up from Rossville, Kansas. The score, Bulldogs 54, Atchison Phoenix 21.
New at Taco John's in Atchison, Queso Blanco Creations. The Queso Blanco menu includes the double cheese chicken boss burrito and Queso Blanco loaded nachos. It's bigger, bolder, better. And check out their new fried chicken tacos with chipotle lime or spicy jalapeno ranch. It's all at Taco John's, just south of the tracks on 10th Street in Atchison. Taco John's, ole the day.
Are back. Kieran Rossville getting set to go to the fourth quarter of the ladies' game. And their homestanding Lady Dogs, well out in front of this one, 54-21. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph's the guy in the studio. Strong, silent type back there, but he's there. You know what he is because you can hear this. Without him, who knows what's going on? Crickets of some sort. Tom Couch will be here in the gymnasium. We go to the fourth quarter, alternate possession, awarding the basketball again to Rossville. They lead here by some 33 points. Cross-court pass to the left block. The shot goes up and in plus one. So we'll get the bucket counted for Emma Mitchell, her 7th points of the game. The foul on Atchison is going to be assessed to Ariana Boldridge, her 3rd. And as the clock continues to roll, coming to the free throw line is going to come Emma Mitchell. Emma eyes it, shoots it, gets it. That is her 8th point. Right now, Rossville has 3 players in double figure scoring and one more with 9. It is 57-21. The shot from the outside for Atchison is going to come up a little bit short. Jemiah trying to knock one in from the perimeter. Here's a baseball pass the other end, and an easy layup is missed. And then a foul by Atchison on the look at the rebound. Mitchell's going to take his time, roll up here, and this foul is going to be on Ariana, her 4th. And we will see some relatively wholesale substitutions. And I say relatively because for Rossville, they have played, realistically, they have played 6 players tonight. So that means of the 10 suited up, 4 have not played. And those 4 have just checked into the game. 6:33 to go. Atchison down court, left side, shot up, no, and a foul on the rebound. 57-21, Rossville out front. Now entering the game for Rossville, Shanahan. She played a little bit in the first half where she got 9 points already, so she's a good contributor coming in off the bench. And Atchison at the free throw line. The shot rattles in and then kicks out for Samara Downey. Here come the Dogs. Up forward it is Cheyenne Hahn. Hunt will sneak over at the one. Kerrigan Foster with it. Now down to the baseline right. Brooklyn Horgan. Her cross-court pass is going to be Washington. Touch to the backcourt for an over and back violation. 5.5 to go in the game. This game is taking a bit. Guys' game will be getting underway after an appropriate amount of time between contests. So I guess the guys' game, I don't know, won't be starting at 7:30, maybe 7:35-ish, something like that probably. We're going to get a foul called on Foster, Kellen Foster, picking up a foul. Free throw, yeah, Jemiah Booker. One more shot coming up for Jemiah, 57-22 now. She'll eye it over. Booker, second free throw, not going to go. Rebounded down by Shayla Rizak. Here's a three for the right, or two rather, a two for the right side that is up and good for Brooklyn. 59-22, Rossville. Again, Rossville suits up 10. They all came into the game in the first minute of the fourth quarter. A little drive to the right side, and somebody reaches in, and the Dogs are going to have a foul called. It's going to be on Kellen. Foster looks over at Coach, says, come on, man. I don't think I did that. We're going to get mass substitutions into the game for Coach Rebant as well. We're going to sharpen up my pencil. Those remember Eversharp pencils? The mechanical pencil? Love those things. Free throw here? No. Rebound. Coming down with it for Atchison is Delaney Wilder. Delaney, the sophomore, clears down the rebound, and she gets fouled. Delaney will come to the free throw line. She got banged up a little bit in the first game. And looks like she sprung back and is out here playing now. Hey, what? Joseph, we're taking a timeout. Russell's called one. We shall also. 3.5 to go in the game. We'll come back to Atchison free throws, but the score, Rossville, 59, Atchison 22.
It's the holiday season, and all of us at Exchange Bank wish you the very best, not only today, but every day of the year. We're extremely grateful to our customers for allowing us to be your banking partner and trusting us to continue to serve you with your banking needs. Merry Christmas to all from all of us at Exchange Bank.
As we return, Delaney, missing her first free throw, does hit her second, making it 59-23. Here's a little baseline shot up and missing. Atchison coming up the floor is it. Racing down the court, taking it down the left side, passing into the middle. The ball gets loose. It'll be saved by Atchison, and we're going to get a foul on Rossville. Shayla Rizak will land foul number two. And we go inside 3 minutes to play. Striding up to the free throw line is going to be Stoves. Up and in. Nice looking shot. And that is her third point tonight. 59-24. And 59-25. Inside 2.5 minutes to play now. Roscoe. Hahn will come over right. Atchison trying to identify this defense. It's kind of it's a player defense. Oh, a nice baseline shot for Shayla Rizak for two. 61-25. Here comes Atchison all the way to the baseline and reaching in. Kellen Foster, foul number three. Inside 2 minutes we go. Atchison once more at the free throw line, and stepping up there this time is going to be Zayana Seymour. It hits the back, kicks away. Zayana has one more shot coming up here. And that was just off a little bit wide left. Now the official says there's a lane violation. Put it in play down at the baseline. Minute and a half to go. Crowd continues to filter into the gymnasium. Here's a runner from the left side. It's up and good. That was a pretty shot from about 13 feet away by Rezac. Her fourth point, 63-25. Atchison has it, right side, and it's going to be Madison Maybrier. The ball is going to be stolen by Rossville, and then they will travel with it. Atchison will bring it back in. Delaney Wilder will do the inbound. Comes out on top to Stoves. Stoves works off the screen. You got Morgan Molt out there. Here's a running shot, up, won't go. Back out on top, it'll come. Maybrier shot, can't get it to fall. And the ball is going to be tipped around. You've also got Zayana Seymour out there. And we're inside the last minute. So a lot of young players out there, a lot of freshmen and sophomores out of the court right now for Coach Nick. Rossville, there's a three. It doesn't go in, out of bounds. And Atchison will have to hustle to get off a final shot in the game. Delaney brings it in. Quickly up the floor with it. Here comes Atchison. Stoves has it. Drives the feet underneath. No. Rebounding it down. It's going to be the Dogs. 2 seconds. 1 second. The shot at the buzzer. Block. It brings us to our final score. Rossville 63. Atchison 25. And we'll return to summarize this girls' high school game right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7. Stay tuned for post-game coverage featuring a game recap and your Bank of Atchison Player of the Game. That's coming up right after these messages from the Bank of Atchison.
There's nothing like a fresh new calendar year to get you thinking about goals and ideas. Hi, this is Chrissy Lumen of Union State Bank of Atchison. Here to remind you, you can bring your ideas into any of our branches. Let's sit down and talk about what matters most to you as a new year arrives. From home loans to improvement projects or business expansions and ag loans, we are here for every new idea and adventure. Learn more at mybankusb.com, NMLS 654946, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Dr. Sean McCool and Dr. Christine McCool at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic have over 20 years experience handling both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, reproduction, and orthopedic and soft tissue surgery. For more information, visit their website at cedarridgeveterinaryclinic.com or call them at 913-367-3600. Cedar Ridge Vet, customizing care to meet the needs of you and your pet.
Welcome back to Rossville, Kansas, where the ladies' game is concluded. The guys are out of the court warming up for their contest. It was Rossville winning in the opener, 63-25 for the Lady Dogs. Three players in double-digit scoring, led by Kinley Porter's 15, 11 for Kenzie Perrine, and Kaylee Douglas with 10. For Atchison tonight, a half a dozen apiece for Samara Downing and Princely Simpson, 4-9 for Katie Harris, 3 for Majaya Stoves, and 2 apiece, Jemiah Booker and Rain Burkhalter. But tell you what, it's kind of hard to select the Atchison's, Bank of Atchison, player of the game for this one. But, you know, when I look up and down it, and I am just hard-pressed not to go ahead and give this one tonight. Let's give it to Stoves. Majaya Stoves is going to be your Bank of Atchison player of the game. Ended up with only 3 points in the course of the ball game, but she came off the bench early, gave the team a little bit of a spark, and early on when Atchison had taken a 4-0 lead in the opening moments of the ball game. So it is Mijah Stone, your Bank of Atchison player of the game. Guys, you're out on the court warming up. We're taking a bit of a breather. We'll be back to bring you the second game live. First game won by Roseville. We'll return, but right now, we're kicking it back to Joe's Dominic Air Sports Studio. We'll be back with Boys Hoops right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7. Keep up to date with game recaps and the latest sports schedule online at mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.